Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We want to say to you, welcome tonight. Welcome to this worship experience. Amen. We do pray, as we always do, that you have come. That you have come in with intentions on tonight. Amen. We pray that you are coming with intentions to hear a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. To receive something from the Lord. Amen. For whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this day that he has made. We're so grateful. Glory be to God for another day that the Lord has kept us, amen, kept us in our right mind, glory to God, and has brought us here to this time. And for this cause, we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight, amen. We want to welcome each and every one of you, whether you are listening from anywhere in the continental U.S. We just want to give God thanks for you on tonight for tuning in with us. We bless the Lord, amen, for you. We bless the Lord tonight, as we always like to at least acknowledge some of our countries that we have that are listening in with us. And we thank God for you, amen. We can't list them all, but we always try to at least, amen, just call out a few so that you know that we know that you're listening, amen. So whether you are listening on tonight, amen, our international listeners from the UK or from Canada, from China, from Brazil, from Russia, Sweden, Denmark, India, from the Philippines, from Malaysia, from Australia, from France, from Spain, from Saudi Arabia, from Uganda, from parts of Africa, we say thank you and welcome. for those of you that are listening, amen, from Jamaica or from, amen, from just wherever you're listening from, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight, amen. As we say, there are so many countries, amen, varying countries that are tuning into us. And we, again, like to just mention a few because we consider you our special guest because of the time change variance, et cetera, et cetera. We just want you to know that we know that you are listening. Amen. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you that are listening from the Isles of the Sea. Amen. From Tortola, from Nassau, Bahamas. Those that are listening, again, from Jamaica. Amen. We just thank God for you on tonight. For those that are listening from Bermuda, amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you on tonight for tuning in to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, because we know that the Lord, glory be to God, has that you need. So we thank God for you. As you're coming in, people of God, we just, those that are dialing in, we just want to say if you would go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people to let them know that we're on and that we're on live. Invite them to come on in and be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Invite them to come. Amen. Jesus, to hear a word from the Lord. Glory be to God. Invite them, people of God. Compel them. Compel them to come. Compel them to come and be a part, again, of this worship experience. We are so grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing. For those of you that are listening, amen, so many varying areas that we're able to get this word out, amen. Glory to God. Whether you're dialing in, glory to God, we thank God for you. For those of you that are listening, those of you that are listening, via our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Global. We realize sometimes it was challenging for people to call in, but we want to let you know that if you're having problems with your internet connections, et cetera, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page and listen in. Amen. It's being broadcasted there. We've plugged in so that you can listen live even as we are broadcasting right now. For those of you, again, that are listening via radio, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. For whatever, however you're listening, amen, Jesus, or whether you listen in afterwards, glory to God, we thank God for you because we do get our reports to show that so many of you are listening and are sending out this word. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can actually get a copy of this broadcast afterwards. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give you two numbers that you can text and let us know that you would like to have a copy of the broadcast. We'll send it to you. It's absolutely free. People of God, we're trying to get this word out at any cost. Amen. We're trying to reach the people. Amen. With this word, people need a word. We already see that everything is in dire straits. There's so much that's going on. We are just trying to pray, man, Jesus is still the way, and he has provided a way of escape. So we're trying to get this word out as to many as will hear, glory to God, and be blessed and come out of their situations, come out of darkness, come out of sin, come out, glory be to God, of those situations, those strenuous situations, amen, Jesus, that the enemy seek to hold them bound, glory to God. He has already provided a way of escape, amen, glory to God. So we're trying to get the word out, people of God, to the people, to let them know that Jesus yet lives and that he does care, amen. He still cares, glory to God, whatever concerns us, concerns him, amen. And it is not his will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance, amen, glory to God. And we are just a voice, amen, glory to God, trying to advance this vision, amen, giving thanks, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, who has dropped, amen, this broadcast in the earth. For many of you who may not know, during the pandemic, amen, the Lord dropped this, amen, Prayer News Network. We have picked it up, and we are running, Amen, Jesus, moving forward in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. Trying to get this word out. Amen. We know there are so many people that are leaving, amen, the earth, people of God, and we're trying to get this word out, amen, to as many as will hear. Amen. So we're thanking the Lord, amen, for his leading, his guidance. Amen. Thanking the Lord on tonight for, amen, my leaders, glory to God, first giving honor, amen, to our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Glory be to God. Thanking God for his life, his legacy, amen, his blueprint, amen, that he has left in the earth, amen. And we're not traveling, amen, from city to city in tents as he did, glory to God, but we're yet still trying to advance the vision and get this word out, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for all that he's done, amen, through the man of God, thanking him for, amen, our First Lady, amen, Mother Carrie James, thanking God for her, always praying for our first family, amen. Glory be to God. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise, thanking God tonight, amen, for our senior apostle, amen, Dr. Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus, and for Lady Huggins James there in Trinidad, glory to God, Hour of Life Ministries, thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for our senior presiding bishop on tonight, amen, Bishop K.A. Tina, glory to God, Lady Tina, glory to God, presiding there in Gainesville, Florida, amen, Jesus, glory to God, Lighthouse, Lighthouse EPC. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., Shepherd Mother Taylor, glory to God, abiding there in Albany, Georgia, amen. So we thank God for them, amen, all of our leaders and people of God. We always like to take time to let you know, amen, because we reverence order, amen. There's a blessing in order to let you know that this is not just a flyby nightline, amen, or that we're just doing something to be doing something, amen, Jesus, but we reverence order, amen, and we thank God for these men and women of God, amen, that he has put, amen, to be over us, amen, to let you know, people of God, that the anointing flows down, it doesn't flow up, it flows down, amen, Jesus, so we want to, amen, position ourselves in place so that you can be blessed, amen, by the anointing that rests, amen, upon these men and women of God, amen. So we thank God and we reverence them. We thank God today, as always, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for them on tonight, amen, for them holding their places, amen, several ministries, amen. But we thank God for them for extending their hand to help this work to go forth in the earth. Many of them, their plates are full, but they yet extend their hands to keep this work moving forward, amen, this ministry, this broadcast, amen. So we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to the line just to sit in, just to eat from the table, amen. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your support. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen. Each and every with people of God, we've been all over the U.S., I would say. We've traveled. Amen. And we thank God for these leaders. We thank God for, again, their prayers and their support. And people of God, we thank God for you. Each and every one of you, we thank God for you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Thank you for helping us to pass the word along. Amen, Jesus, so that somebody can come and hear, amen, Jesus, to come and hear, come and be saved, come and be blessed on the line, amen, Jesus. As we often say, we're not a church. We're not even trying to take the place of a church, people of God, but we are an outreach, amen, and God has truly been doing some great things on the line. Even today, 28 people have been saved. One, amen, has received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for God doing it. And listen, it's the Lord doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. No plan, no forethought, glory to God, but it came and we're here and we're just moving, being led by the Spirit of the Lord. So it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's choosing. Amen. We're coming, hearing the word. Amen. We know that faith comes by hearing, Lord God, and we are hearing the word of God. So we're being sharpened. We're being quickened. We're being cleansed, amen, by the word of God. He's rectifying us, people of God. He's stripping us. Glory be to God. Yet he's building us up, amen, preparing us to be a people unto himself. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Glory be to God. So we're excited on tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead and send out your text messages. Send out a couple of text messages. Let the people know, amen, that we are here. Amen, that we are broadcasting live. We want them to come on in and to be a part of and hear what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, again, the Lord is doing us well. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. On tonight, amen, the woman of God is coming back to be with us. Glory be to God. Amen. Also one of our PNN advisors, glory to God, prophetess, evangelist Paula Everett. Amen. So if you would, go ahead, people of God, let the people know to come on in and be blessed. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we want to hear all that the Lord has. Amen. We admonish you, as we always do, go ahead and get your pen, get your paper, get your pen and your paper. Amen. Glory be to God, because truly there's a word from the Lord. So at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we want to prepare. Amen. According to Psalm 66:18, amen, we already know what the word of God says. If we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. We already know this. You see, if we hold iniquity in our heart, God's not going to hear us. Amen. It's going to clog up. Amen. And our prayers won't go forth. Our petitions won't go forth. Amen. So we sanctify the line. Amen. Give us time to consider. Amen. Consider our day. Consider our time. Consider where we stand. Amen, Jesus, as we go before the Lord, because we want to be clean. We don't want anything to hinder our prayers, our petitions. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we ask that you just bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in as you settle in. Glory to God, right where you are, in your homes, in your bedroom, in your living room. Glory to God, whether you're lying before, amen, the presence of the Lord, wherever you are, assume the position. Amen, Jesus, because we, amen, prepare to go into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, glory to God, just begin to bless the Lord. Amen. Just begin to bless him on tonight.
The recording has started.
Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him on tonight. Bless him as only you can, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Begin to bless the Lord on tonight. Bring your heart in. Bring your spirit in on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we need him. Glory to God. We need the Lord. We need him more. Glory to God. We need him more now than we did yesterday. More, glory to God, than we needed, hallelujah, an hour ago. Amen. So let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, let us be grateful unto him and bless his name. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We're coming. We're coming. Glory to God. From the north, the south, the east, and the west on tonight. We're coming. Glory to God. Bringing with us, hallelujah, thanksgiving unto you. Thanksgiving for your goodness. Thanksgiving, oh God, for your grace. Thanksgiving on tonight for your loving kindness and all of your tender mercies. Father, we just come to say thank you tonight. Thank you tonight, Father, for loving us. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. We thank you, glory to God, for when we were yet sinners, oh God, you gave your life, and we're thanking you on tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We're coming. with grateful hearts on tonight, thanking you for another day, thanking you for another hour, thanking you for how you kept us, oh God, you kept us all day long. And Father, we just want to come and say thank you. Thank you on tonight, glory to God, for keeping our minds and for keeping our hearts and for keeping our spirit. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, Jehovah Nisi. We thank you, Tanarabasta. We thank you for how you covered us and you shielded us, oh God, when dangers and troubles were all around. But Father, you kept us and you brought us until this point. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for you provided for us. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for how you provided. Thank you, glory to God, for your hand has been extended unto us, your people. And we just come tonight to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. Emosha. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you tonight. Father, we thank you for how you kept our bodies healed. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for how you promised us that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your truth to your word, for your word cannot fail. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you yet again, oh God. Hallelujah, for how you provided all that we needed. Your hand has provided. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for how you provided for us and provided for our families, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. And yet we come again. And here we are again, assembled on this line, assembled in this place. Glory be to God. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Jehovah, hey, God, hiya, look upon us tonight. Look upon us, Jehovah, master this. We're asking you to all, Gravosha, we're asking that you will sanctify us again. Sanctify us, glory be to God. Cleanse us and purge us, oh God. Cleanse our thoughts, cleanse our mind, cleanse our heart, our spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to forgive us of sin, forgive us of any iniquity on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, renew a spirit of truth, renew, oh God, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of righteousness, oh God, renew it within us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night, glory be to God, to let thy will be done. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, glory to God, for each and everyone on this line. Father, we're asking you on tonight to speak to our hearts. Speak to us on tonight, for you know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we're asking you on tonight. Father, we're blessing you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we've come on tonight, oh God, because we know that you're going to answer in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for being our peace. Thank you for being our righteousness, oh God. Thank you for being our El Shaddai. We thank you tonight. Glory to God from nation to nation, from country to country. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. Thank you for looking upon us. Thank you, oh God, for causing your face to shine upon us, oh God, in every village, in every corner. Oh, God, in the corridors, in the halls of the hospitals, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, from neighborhood to neighborhood, from country to country. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, to look upon us favorably in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your anointing to rest upon us. Cause your glory to rest upon us on tonight yet again in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, save on tonight. Set free and deliver your people. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, cause your light to shine into the recesses of our mind, into the dark places. Oh, God, even in our hearts, cause your light to shine and penetrate. Oh, God, and bring about change. Bring about righteous change. And Father, we're thanking you for your message on tonight. We're thanking you for the woman of God. We hire your Moshe. Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Cause your glory to rest upon us. Send it up now for this hour. Send it up for this word in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh God, for the anointing, oh God, to bring forth this word. Cause your word to have free course on tonight into the hearts of your people. And we're thanking you for your word that shall not return unto you void. We thank you tonight, oh God, for looking upon every altar of the hearts of your people. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. Hey God, thank you for answering, oh God, not just to look upon. We're thanking you for answering on tonight. And Father, because you already have, oh God, established the end before the beginning. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now. We glorify your matchless name. Father, we're asking that you would hide us, oh God, behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we're thanking you now for the souls. Thank you for the souls. Thank you for the souls. Oh, God, add it unto the kingdom. We thank you tonight. Thank you for working a work in the midst of us. Father, for we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Oh, God, all the glory is due unto your name. Father, we said thank you now. We honor and we glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Somebody say amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody say amen on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. We are so excited, people of God, on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. The woman of God, amen, has been with us. Amen. Glory to God for the past couple of nights. Thank God for the word in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. That has come forth. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we bless God tonight. Amen. Our speaker on tonight. Amen. Coming to us by way of Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Jesus EPC. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Evangelistic Pentecostal churches. Amen. Jesus, and she abides in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're also grateful, amen, that she is one of our PNN advisors holding her space and her place, amen, in this Prayer News Network. And we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. She loves, amen, teaching. She loves preaching. Glory be to God. She will prophesy. Amen. But we thank God for the woman of God on tonight being with us again. Again, we say get your pen and your pencil. Amen. And get ready to hear what the Lord will say. And people of God, but before the woman of God comes, amen, Jesus, we're going to be graced, amen, with a selection on tonight coming from Minister Aaron Foster. Glory be to God, of Tree of Life, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for him. Amen, his pastor. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, Pastor Dorothy Moody. Amen, Jesus. As you know, amen, we've given out the information. Amen, the woman of God also has a prayer line there as well. Amen. But again, coming to us tonight from Palatka, Florida. Amen, Jesus. By way of Tree of Life, EPC, Minister Aaron Foster, and right after him, woman of God, the next voice that you will hear will be that of the woman of God. God bless you, man of God. You can press *6 and come over to the platform. There you are.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I bless God tonight for you, Pat, Sister Bradley. I bless God so much for you. Bless God for the woman of God who's going to do the word tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and do my part and get on out the way so that the word of God can come tonight. Pray for me as I sing. Plant my feet on higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying that I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Let me stand. Faith on heaven, my faith on heaven. Tableland, tableland, higher place I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high new ground. Whoa, oh, Lord, lift me up, let me stand. Yeah, my faith on heaven, tableland. Still I'm pressing homeward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high new ground. Oh, Lord, lift me up, let me stand, let me stand. Faith on heaven, faith on heaven, tableland, tableland. Still I'm pressing as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high. Lord, plant my feet on, please, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm calling on you, Jesus. Please, Lord, plant my feet. Feet on higher ground. Yeah, Lord. Oh, plant my feet on high. Yeah. Ground. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Minister Aaron. God bless you. We want to praise the Lord tonight for what he's doing and what he's already done. For the prayer coming from the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, for this wonderful PNN network. Praise God for every leader that's on the line and for all the saints that are on the line. I thank God for you and for your leaders, for every country. Praise the Lord that we're actually visiting tonight by the way of the word of God. I ask that the Lord continue to bless you and let salvation rest. Let repentance come. Let people feel the love of God. Let people understand the word of God. And let the people in other countries know that Jesus died for them and loves them dearly. And there's nothing he wouldn't do about it. Do for them, praise the Lord, in terms of his will being done in their lives. I want to thank every country that we're visiting tonight. I thank God for this platform and for this way. I thank God again for Evangelist Bradley, for how God has moved for her. Praise the Lord, and how God is continually opening doors for her, even by the way of radio. We're just giving God praise for how he is doing such a phenomenal work through her. I want to give God honor and praises. Praise the Lord for our PNN advisors. I love every one of them dearly. I thank God for my little family. So grateful for my family with Tree of Life, Pastor Moody, with her prayer line, praise the Lord, and with We Pray Always Global Prayer Team. Praise the Lord. Another family that God has connected me with. He's bringing us together, and it's under the host Mary Ballard, Sister Mary Ballard, and Brother Willie Ballard. We're giving God praises. Amen. We're coming together. We're coming together. Lord, let your will be done this night for your glory and honor. The works of Satan, they're defeated. And we decree the victory now. Let the blood prevail all over the world. Comfort and strengthen. Heal, set free. Let your will be done in all of our lives. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Back in the Bible tonight, remember the Lord last night told me how that I should set this word that he's given me up like a newspaper. Praise the Lord, and it's extra, extra, read all about it. Is your life in the evidence that Christ is alive? Praise the Lord, and then there was a subtitle under that, and the subtitle is, Let Every Man Examine Himself. Praise the Lord, because that's what it's all about. We must take time out to go to God now. And as the song was sung tonight, Plant My Feet
on higher ground. It's time to go higher. It's time to understand that there are depths in the Lord that we've not yet entered into, but we have to, or because of where we are. The Bible, the news is parallel to the Bible right now. Praise the Lord. And we must realize that time is winding up. Praise the Lord. But not to the point that Jesus is about to come right back. No. There's so many other things that have to be fulfilled. I want to praise God today. I watched 700 Club. And the Lord confirmed, spoke last night about the persecution. Praise the Lord, of the saints that's going on. And they actually gave statistics, and they gave great numbers of what's going on in the world. And I was so grateful that we actually have someone named Sam Brown, Sam Brown Beck. He's a core chairman, of International Religious Freedom. And he spoke today with Pat Robertson, and he was saying that there's 80% of persecution that has increased in the world against Christians since the first century. 80%, saints, 80% has increased. And I spoke to you last night regarding our modern-day dictators and leaders, praise the Lord, and the things that that I saw, praise God, was privileged to see, the atrocities and the things that are going on now. But this man said today, 80%. That's a huge number. That's a huge number. So tonight we're going to go back to the Word of God and just thank God for current events. Current events. And that was from Mr. Sam Brown Beck last night. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord for that. Now I want you to turn, I want you to draw your hearts and minds into Revelation chapter 5. This is how it all started. This is how it all started. Praise the Lord. And I just want you to remember this, just a sidebar. Remember when Abraham was obeying the Lord in regards to what God had asked him to do towards Isaac. Remember that the Bible said there was a ram in the bush, in the thicket. Amen. I just thank God that it wasn't a lamb. It was a ram because God had already prepared a lamb. Amen, for the slaughter, as he did with the children of Israel. Glory to God. Remember during the times of Exodus, which became the Passover, and Jesus became the Passover lamb. Amen. Glory to God. So now we're going to find out how this all started, and it's in the book of Revelation, chapter 5. Revelation, chapter 5. Again, God is saying, is our life enough evidence to prove that Christ is alive? We're in the end time. There's no doubt about it. Persecution has increased. Destruction is in the land. And God's going to move. He's going to continuously move for Israel. He's going to continuously move for them. There will be another Holocaust. Amen. Pray for their peace and that God prepares them and equip them for days ahead. Revelation 5. And John says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, listen, to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold the Lord, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, thank you, Lord, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Whenever we talk about Jesus being the Son of David, we're talking about kingship and like David. Jesus, David was a man after God's own heart, and Jesus fulfilled the heart of God. Amen. Always remember that. Verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. Hallelujah, 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 as it had been slain. Glory to God. Having seven horns and seven eyes, which means he can see everywhere. And his power actually, the seven horns actually means that he had complete power. Amen? Seven is the number of completion. And he had, which are the seven spirits of God, which go forth into the earth. Now, the seven spirits of God you will actually find in the book of Isaiah chapter 11. Amen? I can't go into everything tonight. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Amen? Remember that, the prayers of the saints. This is also found in Revelation chapter 8, and this is also found in Revelation chapter 4. And they sung a new song. We're talking about the elders now. But chapter 8 talks about the prayers. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Hallelujah. For thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. Jesus' blood purchased the New Testament church. Hallelujah. His blood purchased the body of Christ. Glory, glory to God. And of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is how it all started. It was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, before Genesis chapter 1 came into being. This had already happened in heaven. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. And we're talking about now the God that's more than enough, which is El Shaddai. And we're talking about the God, praise the Lord, that is creator, and that's Elohim, Elohim, and El Elyon, the Most High God. So whenever you see the Most High God, and when you talk about creation and things happening for the first time and nothing has never, well, Joshua made the sun stand still. That had never happened before. Then you know who he tapped into. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to go with me to the book of Daniel, to the book of Daniel. And I mentioned to you last night what had been a mystery to Daniel and Zechariah became a revelation to John. Amen? Go with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. Praise the Lord. Daniel, chapter 11. I'm going to try to get through this tonight. Praise God. There's a lot to learn. Why? Because we're in the end time. We're going to expose what the system of the wicked one, the man of sin, is already doing. We're going to expose that and show you what's going to happen. Amen? I promised you that last night. So let's go to Daniel chapter 11. Is everybody all right? Keep praying, saints. Keep praying. We must remember to keep praying for our brothers and sisters in every continent, especially our brothers and sisters in the country that's on this phone and our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted for their faith. Glory to God. I have actually, thank you, Lord, and I pray this prayer to the Lord all the time. I don't want to be an insult to their faith. Hallelujah. I don't want to be an insult to their faith, and I believe you feel the same way. Praise God. Chapter 11, verses 20 through 45. You have to hear the entire thing so you understand why Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, has to come in play, as well as Ezekiel 38, 39, and in Zechariah as well. Amen? Glory to God. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But with the few he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. Now the Antichrist is being unfolded right here. I'm just going to keep reading, okay? And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, Look at that. Look at that, a vile person, a person that nobody, spooky, yucky, yucky, nobody, when, if to know him is not to like him. Amen? To whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Apostle James taught us all of this years ago, praise God. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. Amen. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. For he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. He's going to start off small. But watch what happens. He shall enter peaceably, even upon the fattest places of the province. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done. He's going to do things. Remember I told you last night, comparing him to even Hitler is like a choir boy. The things that Hitler did, this man come up with new stuff, things that's never been done. Even our modern-day dictators, they've not touched the evil because this man will be possessed by Satan himself. Amen? And these are things you've got to know. You've got to know this. Glory to God. And have not done, nor his father's fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. Amen? And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, but they shall forecast devices against them. Forecast means he's going to launch his, whatever he launches, he's going to win. I'm going to read as much of this as I can, and I'm going to skip some of it, but I want you to understand what kind of person you're dealing with, that the world will be dealing with, this one world dictator. I told you about the dream last night that I had in 1975. A man had won a worldwide election. And to do mischief, and they speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Then shall he return and to his land with great riches, which is Israel, Jerusalem, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land. And at the time appointed, now he's building himself now. At the time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as, the former as the latter, as the former are as the latter. But the ships of, it goes into talking about how he's going to basically conquer the seas and oceans and everything. Now I'm going to go down to 31. An arm shall stand on the part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary. We're talking about the temple now, because God is going to allow the Jews again to once again rebuild the temple of strength and shall take away the daily worship, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. Remember Matthew 24 and what that is talking about. You know, the Jews are very holy. They're kosher people. He's going to literally put a pig on the altar. Amen. And the arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away, verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery. Now he's going to come, he's not going to come in roaring and with a pitchfork and all of that. He's going to be a person that's extremely intelligent, very smart. He's going to be a person that knows the world. He has knowledge about cultures. He has knowledge about how people act and what people do, and above all, about what the people of the world need. Remember, he's coming in a time of chaos, time of anarchy, lawlessness. But the people that do know their God shall do what? Be strong and do exploits. I want to skip to And so, verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and make them white even to the time of the end, because it is yet for an appointed time. This is what I want to get to. I want you to see how he is. Verse 36, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard, this is what I was telling you about last night, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, but he shall magnify himself above all. He shall magnify himself above all. I'm going to stop there with this. I want you to turn with me now to chapter 12. Glory to God, verses 1 through 4. You get the gist of what we're talking about. You're talking about a man, he's not going to listen to anybody. He's going to control everybody. He's going to take over, but he's going to do it slowly. His system is already at work. Economics, STEM system with the intellectual. He's going to love intellectual people. And that's what he's going to actually, that's going to be his, those are going to be his circle. Intellectual people and people, scientific people, the pharmaceuticals and all that, and I don't want to go too deep. But you understand, this man is going to take over, and he's going to do it by flattery. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Talking about the Holocaust again. To the same time and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. I'm going to verse 4. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth. Now we're talking about now the rapture. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Glory to God. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Praise God. He said, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And that's where we are now. Every 2 to 3 to 6 months, whatever, look how knowledge has increased. We never thought we would live in a time that there's so many billionaires, millionaires. People are intellectually inclined to be the best. People are taking over financially. They're taking over on an intellectual scale that has never been done before. More Pulitzer Prize winners are coming out now. You never thought you would see the smartness in the world the way it exists today. Look at Tesla. He has a car out in space. You understand what I'm saying? We have come into the time where knowledge has increased. Amen? So, again, the news is parallel to the Bible. That's why God is saying, is your life evidence of Christ being alive? So it's good to be blessed in all of these things, but you've got to know God. Ishando, you've got to know the word of God. You've got to know. Apostle James has taught us we're living in a one-world system. We're living beyond a one-world system. But if you don't know these things, you're part of the system. Amen. So God has given his prophets a way out for the people of God. Now I want you to go with me to verses 10 through 14, Daniel chapter 12. Many shall be purified, made white, and Sabbath land with her. Yininimahota. Olalabashi. Ikananamosi. Ida data the bohota. Ha, yaya shabbat. Oh God. Fill us, Lord. fill us, Lord. Take over, God. Aya, Ronda. Got your angels all over the world. Masuta. Yeah. Yesha. Bring the elect seed. Help us to be serious about this time and this knowledge that you send out. Shema. Hallelujah. Oh, make this world come alive. And everyone. And protect us with it. In Jesus' name. Glory. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So we have to pray for wisdom. That's why we're in Proverbs now, and daily ask God to give you wisdom all day long before you leave your house, when you go into the marketplace or the public, ask God for wisdom, because the enemy is using people to try to trap us up, to distract us, to make us make bad decisions or make us make mistakes so that the enemy can use things against us. Oh, pray for wisdom. Glory to God. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate up there shall be 1,000. When I read this again, listen to this, 1,290 days, which is 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. And I did not see this until the other day, Evangelist Bradley. Blessed is he, Ansa, that waiteth and cometh up, coming to the 1,305 and 30 days. Which is 6 months. 6 months. I can't tell you if that's when the rapture going to take place, but there's a time set that God's going to take the saints out. Amen? And I'm going to leave that alone. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days. Amen. Glory to God. Is everybody okay? Minister Bradley.
Yes, ma'am. Bradley. Yes, ma'am. We're here.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm going to read something to you. Praise the Lord that just to prove to you, you've already heard in Daniel what happened. And how this man is going to be so much wickeder than any dictator that has lived. And he will have the world basically under his thumb. And look at all the technology today. This is going to be at his disposal, satellite dish in the earth and in the universe, in the cosmos, rather. Everything that deals with technology. That's why things are becoming so high tech. He's going to use it. I want you to listen to this. I want to see, I want to start. 10 ways of persecution in the early church. And I would employ and admonish all of you to get this book. It's called Inexplicable, How Christianity Spread to the Ends of the Earth. And it's your history of the church. Amen. 10 ways of persecution in the early church. Listen to this. First persecution, Nero, A.D. 54 through 68. After fire burned much of Rome in A.D. 64, Tacitus wrote that Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite tortures on a class hated for their abomination, called Christians by the populace. Covered with skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to the flames. These served to illuminate the night when the daylight failed. He literally put saints in, actually call it the gardens, and he burned saints all night long. Second persecution, Domitian. Eusebius wrote, many were the victims of Domitian's appalling cruelty. Finally, he showed himself the successor of Nero, in enmity and hostility to God. He was, in fact, the second to organize persecution against us. Third persecution, Trajan. Pliny, who's also in the book of Revelations, Pliny was also during the time of, remember we talked about Polycarp last night, what Pliny was doing that time. Pliny the Younger wrote of his treatment of believers. I interrogated them as to whether they were Christians. Listen what he says. Those who confessed, I interrogated a second and a third time, threatening with punishment those who persisted. I ordered executed, but I had no doubt that whatever the nature of their creed, stubbornness and inflexible obstinacy surely deserved to be punished. Now these are emperors before. First persecution, Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was sometimes regarded as a noteworthy ruler, but historians allege ruthless treatment of Christians during the reign, and that's A.D. 161 to 180. Fifth persecution, Servius. Celebrated and well-documented of all martyrdoms that are perpetual. Remember we told you about it last night in Philocetus and their colleagues to Carthage took place under, his name is actually Severus. Sixth persecution, Maximus. During the persecution, numberless Christians, were slain without trial and buried indiscriminately in heaps. Now, does that sound familiar? Remember how Hitler killed all those people and buried them in those mass graves? Doesn't that sound familiar? Indiscriminately in heaps, sometimes 50 or 60 being cast into a pit together without the least of decency. I want you to think about World War II. Seventh persecution, Decius. This is A.D. 249 to 251. Decius ordered in power while persecution and made an aggressive and systematic attempt to obliterate Christianity. Anyone who could not produce a receipt, Livius proving he or she made a sacrifice to the emperor in a civil religious service was condemned. Doesn't that sound like it's coming our way? Mark of the beast. You have to prove your loyalty, your homage. The Bible said there'd be a number in the name, a number placed on the forehead or the right hand.
Yes.
And if you don't have that, you can't buy or sell. See how history is repeating itself? Eighth persecution, Valerian. Under Valerian, thousands were killed with huge casualties in Carthage and North Africa. In Utica, the proconsul placed 300 Christians around a boiling lime kiln and ordered them to sacrifice to Jupiter. Remember we were talking about the Hellenic? The paganism that's on the rise is already here, but it's getting worse. A jump in, they all took the leap. Praise God. Ninth persecution, Aurelian. The persecutions under Aurelian included Britain's most prominent Christian and perhaps its first St. Alban. The progenitor of St. Albans is the Hertfordshire, England. And that's A.D. 270 to 275. The 10th persecution, Diocletian. Diocletian was horrible, saints. Diocletian issued at least 4 edicts, increasingly severe, calling for the destruction of churches and the burning of scriptures. Amen? Doesn't that sound familiar? It's still going on. Like I told you last night, demons don't die. Everything that I read to you is happening again. Glory to God. Now I want you to turn with me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. I want you to turn with me now to Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 4. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 4. Glory to God. Is everybody okay? I hope you're seeing this. I hope you're seeing that history is repeating itself. And if it's repeating itself, and then the Bible teaches that this man is going to be worse than any dictator that ever lived, because Satan himself will possess this man. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 38. Ezekiel chapter 38. And I'm trying not to hold you tonight. There's going to be some things I may leave out, but I'm trying to paint a picture to you to understand how Christianity has always been hated, as well as the Jews. And we seem to forget that because why? In America, was very comfortable. Glory to God. 38, verses 1 through 4. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog and the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them. And say, thus says the Lord God, excuse me. Oh, God, I felt that. Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws. And this is when God's going to come against all of them, all of the armies, the kings of the east at the battle of Armageddon. And I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses, horsemen, and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, praise the Lord, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. And he goes to talking about the countries that's going to actually be out there. Now I want to share this. This is why the Spirit of God unctioned me. When I was 7 years old, I was sitting on my mother's back porch. And this is what I love about the Lord. He always reminds me of things that he's done for me prophetically. I was 7 years old, sitting back there. The bottom line was a man dressed all in white came, took me to the clothesline. When I got to the clothesline, now I'm seven. He says, Gog and Magog is Russia. There is nowhere in the world that I would have known that. And when he left, I ran in the house, and I told my mother, and she told me to get out of here, girl, get out of here. But I knew from 5 years old, that God's hand was on my life. I had my first vision. Then at seven, I had my first visitation from the angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Then now we're going to go to verses 17 to 23. So I want you to watch your children. Thank you, Lord. When kids tell you things, listen to them. And not only that, I want you to think back in your own lives, just in case people are still trying to make you be what they want you to be. But if God has called you to be prophet, prophetess, event, whatever, pastor, event, you listen to God. If I would have not known way back then, and because of the call on my life, God kept me from doing things that other people were doing, praise the Lord. And I thank him for it today, praise God. And then when, in 1973, he gave me a dream. He said, you should be my prophet. Apostle James confirmed it in 1979 at a camp meeting. And I hadn't even told him about my dream. So you find out what God says about you. I urge every preacher, find out what God says about you, but I also equally urge you to let God make you. Hallelujah. I've been saved. It'll be 49 years or 50 years this year, and I was called since I was five. And I watched God bring so many things to pass. And I give him glory. None of the words he's ever given me have fallen to the ground. You think that makes me think I'm somebody? No. It makes me humble, and it keeps me warning him. Amen. Listen to your children. Listen to what the Lord has to say about your life. Amen. But stay humble. Stay humble. Whatever you do, stay humble. And be under good leadership and mentorship. 17 through 23. Thus saith the Lord God. Art thou he of whom I have spoken in of old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. But in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Have I spoken? Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, look at this, and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts and all the things, God's going to shake everything. Everything going to feel it. He's going to feel his wrath. And every wall shall fall to the ground. I skipped all the way down to the end of that verse. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him. Thank you, Father. And overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. All this is going to come out of heaven when they come against Israel, Jerusalem, at the Battle of Armageddon. And you're talking about all the kings of the east. And right now, it has actually been created as a valley. There's no water there. So right now, peoples, all of the evil world leaders, are gathering together. That's all I'm going to say. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. He's going to vindicate her. Chapter 39, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, thy son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee up upon the mountains of Israel. See, that's talking about Megiddo or Armageddon. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand. Look at God. And will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall up the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and the beasts of the field, and of to be devoured. Now that's actually Matthew 24, when he says he's going to call all of the birds of prey together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go down to verse 6, and I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel, and I will not let them be polluted, my holy name, anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to go to Revelation chapter 11. And I should be closing in about 10 minutes. Amen.
Did you? Amen. Amen.
How many being blessed tonight? We're in the end time. Russia is in Iran. ISIS is in Boko Haram, which is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
England has an Islamic mayor. I told you today what Mr. Sam Brownback said. Saints, time is winding up. Hallelujah. Revelation 11. God, give me strength to do this, Father, to hurry this along. Revelation chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start at verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. I'm just going to read a little bit of this. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Hallelujah. And if any man hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must be killed in the same manner. He must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and to what? And have power over waters to turn them into blood. Now, when you think back on the prophets of old, who did that? Elijah and Moses. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It goes on to say, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the bottom line is they're going to be killed, but God will raise them up in 3 days. Amen? And the Bible goes on to talk about in this particular chapter how the people are going to be so happy. And I say to myself, this is just me. I say to myself, because the Bible denotes in this chapter that they're going to be giving gifts and everything. And I said, I wonder what has happened during the Christmas time or whatever, because they're going to be giving gifts and celebrating. Why? Because they want to shut them, the mouths of those prophets. Read Revelation chapter 11. I have to go into chapter 13. Okay, read 11 and it will bless you. Chapter 13, I'm going to read a little bit of that, and then I'm going to Revelations 21. Revelations 13, 1 through 8, quickly. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. Blasphemy. 10 crowns, common market, the nations of the earth. Europe. I'm going to leave it right there. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. And his mouth as a mouth. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Loose in Jesus' name. Mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. You see what's going to happen. Now, this is the Antichrist. Verse 11 talks about the beast that comes up, another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Talking about the false prophet here. All right? Don't forget. Finish reading this. Now we're going to Revelation 21. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation 21. I don't want to give you too much, but I want you to understand. I pray to God that your mind has become my canvas.
Jesus.
And that the Holy Ghost will enter into your heart to understand we are in the last days. Not the last of the last, but the last days.
Yeah.
And we must seek the Lord to come higher. That's why I mentioned, I asked Minister Aaron Foster to sing that song. Amen. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 8. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth. Glory to God. I just felt Pastor Moody. I don't know if she's on the line, but I felt her. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know. I felt you, Pastor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heavens saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Look at this, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, thank you, Smiths, for praying. Thank you, Sister Mary, for praying. Thank you for those that are praying. Advisors, I appreciate you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. Thanks of God. Thank you, Minister Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And they that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, but these words are true and faithful. Praise the Lord. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega. Higher, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst. Thank you, Michael. Of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I'm going to take you quickly to chapter 22. No, let me finish verse 8. But the fearful and unbelievers and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, see, God hates witchcraft. God hates darkness. God hates you using a counterfeit God when he's a real God. God hates people to go to the dark side. God hates that stuff. The book of Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, says God don't even suffer which to live. Can you imagine what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that's practicing darkness, you better get to the light. Amen. And idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Chapter 22, 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, and proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, Pastor Moody. And I tell people that the leaves on your tree, saints, because we're trees of righteousness,
mm-hmm.
the planting of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves on your tree
mm-hmm.
is for the healing of the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Amen. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Glory to God. And I think about all the saints that's gone on before, our intercessors, Apostle James and others. Their name, his name is already written in their foreheads. Amen. And there shall be no more night there.
Mm-hmm.
And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord, hallelujah, God giveth them light,
mm-hmm.
and they shall reign forever and ever. I want you to remember 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. Please write that down. Hallelujah. Talks about the Antichrist. So what I read for you in Daniel, 2 Thessalonians confirms. Amen. Glory to
yeah.
God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
Who shall be able to stand? Now I'm going to show you that the Lamb of God came into the world to take away the sins of the world. And what he started in Genesis, he wound up finishing in Revelations. I'm going to give you Jesus' name, Hoshakarata Shetai, in every book of the Bible. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because he has done the work that his Father sent him to do. Amen. And he said
Amen.
That we become one with him if we serve God. We're led by the Spirit. He's empowered us to become sons of God and to obey God. Look at who Jesus is. In Genesis, he's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's a Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest, Shama, and Numbers, the rock that was smitten. In Deuteronomy, the prophet who is to come. In Joshua, he is the commander of the Lord. In the
mm-hmm.
book of Judges, the great deliverer brought to deliver 44 times. In the book of Ruth, he's our kinsman's redeemer. In 1 Samuel, the anointed king.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Samuel, the seed of David. In 1 Kings, the son of Solomon. 2 Kings, the fiery chariot. 1 Chronicles, he's the building of the house, the builder of the house. 2 Chronicles, the temple at Mount Moriah. in Ezra, the one who frees the captives. Hallelujah. And Nehemiah, the builder of the wall. In Esther, he is vengeance. In Job, he is my living redeemer. In the book of Psalms, he is the begotten son. Proverbs, the master craftsman. In Ecclesiastes, the one of the right, not on the left. Psalms of Solomon, he's my beloved. Isaiah, he's the one born of a virgin. Jeremiah, Shema, the Lord our righteousness. Lamentations, he's a devouring fire. In the book of Ezekiel, he is the son of man. In the book of Daniel, he's a Messiah who will be cut off. In Hosea, he's a child called out of Egypt. In Joel, he's the judge of the nations. In the book of Amos, he who darkens the earth at midday. In Obadiah, the avenger of Jacob. In Jonah, he is the one raised up after 3 days. Micah, the everlasting one from Bethlehem. In Nahum, he's a jealous God. In Habakkuk, the one who scatters the mountains. In Zephaniah, I love this. He is the warrior. He's the warrior who saves. I just love that. In Haggai, he's the desire of the nation. In Zechariah, the one that they pierced and mourned as an only son of God, the only son of God. In Malachi, the one for whom the messenger prepares the way. I love it. In Matthew, he's the king of the Jews. In Mark, he's the servant. In Luke, he's the man. In John, he is the creator. In Acts, he's the crucified one. In Romans, he's the resurrection. First Corinthians, he is called the rock. Second Corinthians, the glory that remains. Galatians, the seed of the promise. Ephesians, the one seated at the right hand. Philippians, he is the comfort of love. In Colossians, he is the one who holds all things together. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians, he is our Lord. Second Thessalonians, the coming one. First Timothy, the Savior of the world. Second Timothy, the Master. Titus, our great God and Savior. Philemon sets the captives free. In Hebrews, he is the great high priest. In James, he is the giver of wisdom to the tribes. First Peter, he is the one who shed his blood. Second Peter, he is the everlasting king. And First John, he is the eternal life. Second John, the son of the Father. Third John, he is the truth. Jude, he is God. And Revelation, he is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. The Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Every book of the Bible. He came and made the way. He tells us truth. Glory to God. He doesn't leave us lacking. He doesn't leave us not knowing God. He doesn't leave us not knowing what the end is going to be. Glory to God. So he raised up apostles and prophets, men and women of God, hallelujah, to do his bidding. And today he has the body of Christ to do his bidding. We must yield to this one who God has honored, who God has said, I have given him place in every book of the Bible. I have acknowledged him. I've honored him. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. He's my king. Glory to God, somebody. Take your phones off mute, and I want you to give God a praise. For God has not left us ignorant regarding what is to come. God has come.
All participants are unmuted.
This is why we need the
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, give up our lives. Give up our ways so that people will be saved.
I praise for every country represented. Jesus, make yourself known. Visit, visit, visit.
Yes, Lord.
And visit every continent. Visit our neighborhoods, Lord. The schools that are about to open up again. Lord, keep our children, keep our loved ones, our relatives. Help us have compassion and love for people, Lord. Oh, thank you for not letting us go lacking. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Save, save, save tonight.
Yes.
And all of those in the sound of my voice that are not saved, just say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I know you love me. Help me to surrender my life to you. Only you can change me. Only you can make me better. And I'm willing to accept how you make people better. Hallelujah. And keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. I receive your salvation now.
Mm-hmm.
What you've done for me at the cross, let everything that you did at the cross come to pass in my life. Oh, in Jesus' name, be saved. And now you're in the family of God. Oh, la basha. To Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
Evangelist Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
In your hands, and then we're going to close out because I want to keep people there. I thought I was going to do the prayer tonight, prayer line, but God said no.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, ha, ha. You want this word to saturate. And you want people to pray. Touch him tonight. He's your God. He's your King.
Yeah.
After your remarks, woman of God, then we'll be closing. I love you, saints. Thank you for your time. We're in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us to stand.
Yes, Lord.
Hey!
Glory to God. Glory to God, people of God. Amen. We've heard amen from heaven tonight. We want to just let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, amen. You can simply text us. Two numbers we will give you. The first number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. As well, our international listeners, you may text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We do look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night, people of God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you, Prophetess, for final remarks.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. I love you tonight. Remember, extra, extra. Read all about it. Examine yourselves. Find out where you are in the faith. Amen, because there's work that's got to be done. And God will raise us up to be powerful sons of God, that we'll do exploits, as Daniel said. Because remember, we've got an enemy that's coming forth, and he's doing the same thing. The church is already under persecution. That's canceled out, the lie that says he'll be back. That's not so. Let's get ready. I love you. Now, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Hallelujah. Will be a benediction. And I pray that God blesses you and that this word stays in your heart and that you'll be stirred from this day forth to understand your place in this end time. God got us here. We're here. We're here. It's upon us. You can't run from it. It's here. And the only way you're going to escape this end time is if you get out of here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All minds and hearts clear. Glory to God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The divine blessing. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. God, we need your grace. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. As every household, that your angels all over the world by the billions, Lord. Oh, da, 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 da. Move our leaders, make us strong and holy. Bless this line in a special way. God, I can't even say what I feel, but bless Minister Evangelist Bradley and advisors in a special way. Ataba, loose. And let your will be done. Be glorified in all prayer lines. Mr. Mary Ballard and Brother Willie Ballard, Pastor Moody. God, everything, our leaders. Move, God. Move for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, and his family in the church. Move, bring them home. They need to come stateside now, Lord. Bishop Tenor, presiding bishop, bless him and his family, and even his family in Africa. Hallelujah. Help us all to love you and love one another. Let us be patient and kind with one another. Save our children, Lord. They're in a crazy, mixed up world. Help us all to please you and love one another, and above all, love you the way you deserve to be loved. Oh, for your grace and strength now and peace. In Jesus' name, I love you. God bless you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Yeah.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
All right, good night, Mom. Thank you.